mifkaleim, that's the whole mincha. Even the shirayim, it's chalon, it's a pigal on it. If so, hoch over here by one carbon, the chashabu bezricha gufa, that over here you had in mind to eat the right yerach tomorrow, he had in mind to eat from the boss itself tomorrow, le kol shechein. Isn't it for sure that according to Rabbi Yossi, it should be chal pigal upon the whole basar, even the left yerach also? So again, it's another kasha against Rav Huna. So Rav Taka says, Ela, therefore, rather, Ela Amar Rav Yechon. Rav Yechon says like this, Hainu time at Rav Yossi. You know what the reason of Rav Yossi is? That Taki says, if you mechashiv on the right thigh, that the left thigh also becomes pigul. Hainu time at Rav Yossi. Ha'kosav osam gufechad, v'yakosav osam shnei gufam. In other words, Enachmami, by the Zevach, it's like we're saying, when you mechashiv on the right side of the Zevach, pshit, even the left side of the Zevach also becomes pigul. If so, what's that Kipshan Reb Yossi over here by the Shtei HaLechem? That he says, if B'shas the Kemitza, Yoni Mechashev Teet, one Lechem tomorrow, only that one Lechem becomes Tigul, and not the second one. Why not? And then the question was another Bryce that says, that if you have in mind Teet from a Kezayis from both of them, as the Chatzik Kezayis from this one, the Chatzik Kezayis from that one, your Machshav is Mitztarfit. So what's that Kipshan Reb Yossi? So the answer is like this, Hainu time at Rav Yossi, that Hakosav Osam Gufechad, the Torah calls the Shtei HaLechem, the two Lechems, like one Guf, like one Lechem. But for Hakosav Osam Shtei Guf, the Torah also calls it like two separate Gufim. So what's the Pshat? So it's like this, Gufechad, why do we consider the Shtei HaLechem like one Guf? To Ma'akvi Adadi, that you have to have both of them. If you only have one Lechem, it's no good. You have to have both lechems here. It has to become, both of them become muta. That's why it's called like one guf. And Rashi says, Yein zug shere b'leizu. The Pesach says, Shtehem shnei esreinim. Timashma shtayim v'leyachash. You need both of them and not one. So that's why the Torah calls it like one. They're both lekuvei. But shnei gufin, what do you mean the Torah also calls it like two separate lechems? The Yomar Rachmana, Hai lechudi avido, v'hai lechudi avido. You have to do each one separately. You can't do them together. Rashi says, v'yosa kosov atzmoi, osan shnei gufim mirasiv, shtayim, temashim adachol achas, lishto v'erichos mefnei atzmo. Each lechem has to be made separately by itself. Hilkach, therefore the svaras are like this. Arvinu, if you have in mind, tida kezayis from both of them, misarvin, you could make it like one lechem, and therefore it becomes pigul both of them. Why the akosav osam guf echad? Because the Torah calls like the shtei lechem like one guf. But talginu, let's say you do it separately, meaning you only have in mind teat from one lechem tomorrow. You do not think about eating from the second lechem tomorrow. Then miflagi, they're like separated, and therefore only that one becomes pigul according to Rabbi Yossi, and not the other one. The akosav osam shtei gufim. Because the pasuk, the Torah also calls it shtei chalas. It calls it two separate chalas. So therefore, seshtayim shnei asreinim. So therefore, that's Tram Reb Yossi, that by the shtei alechem, the emes and the two gufim, but the Torah also considers it like one. So you have a machshava tumara of them together. It's like one lechem. It's chapigul on the whole thing. But if you only have in mind heat from one lechem tomorrow, senachnami, then only that one lechem becomes pigul and not the other one. Because they are two separate gufim. Now, Shenken, by one korban, where all the meat comes from the same animal, there, Rabbi Yossi Abada holds, when you mechashev tidik zayis from the right side of it, automatically, those things become pigul. Now, boy Rabbi Yechonon, Rabbi Yechonon has a shout like this. Boy Rabbi Yechonon, pigul belach me toida mahu. What's going to be the lach if you have pigul, machsheves pigul, by the lach me toida? Because according to Rabbi Yossi, and we know the lach mei toida comes from four different minyan. So let's say you're mefagel, you have in mind b'shasta shchita of the toida, teat one type of lechem tomorrow. Me, according to Rabbi Yossi, all the lechem becomes tigul or not, or only the one that you thought, that's the shiloh. That tigul b'lach mei toida mao, or else b'minchas mafe. You have a minchas mafe, a minchas jibait. So Rashi says, sheyesh bo shnei minim. There are two different types of lechem that's brought in this mincha. There are hei chalas, hei rikikim, and five flat ones like matzis are brought. So again, if you mechashev teet the chalas tomorrow, does the rekikim also become pigul or not? So Mara says, Toni lei Rav Tachlifa Marova, that Rav Tachlifa learned this over from Eretz Yisrael, and v'chein atoima, and he said like this, that v'chein atoima balach meitoido, the same halach applies according to Rabbi Yosi, balach meitoido, and v'chein atoima b'minchas mafer, so we have in mind teach from only one type tomorrow, so only that one type becomes pigul, and not the second type. The other side, the other type, does not become pigul. Rashi the Hakri Nami Polig, Rabbi Yosi argues here also, not only by the shtei halachim, by the minchas mafer, and by the lach meitoid also, even though it's all coming for one purpose, still Rabbi Yosi agrees that's like shnei minim, that the mechashev teet one, only that one's pigul, not the other one. Tan Rabban, come we learn to the Brice like this, that b'shas shchita, let's say b'shas, you're making the shchita, is going on a stam korban, a regular korban, chishev lechol chatzi zayis, he had a mind to eat a chatzi gezayis of the meat tomorrow, so far it's not chal pigul, you only had a mind to eat a chatzi gezayis, but then b'shas zrika, b'shas you did the next davoida later, of zrika, chishev lechol chatzi zayis, he had a second time in mind to eat another chatzi gezayis tomorrow. The lechor is pigul, sakachal pigul here. Mifnei she shchita uzrikim starfin, because both the shchita and the zrikim starf, it makes it into a machshavim that now the mice you had a mind to eat the gezayis of the meat tomorrow. Therefore, sakachal pigul. That's what this brayse says. And he could the army something like this: the shchita zrika de tavayu matirinin. Only here because she had the machshava half b'shas the shchita and half b'shas the zrika, and both of them are considered avoidus of matirim. The shchita b'chal is matir b'yachila of the chulin shaboy, and the zrika is matir b'yachila of the kotshim shaboy. So only these two could be starif. But kabbalah v'alochaloi, let's say you had in mind b'shas kabbalah to the chatzik azayis, and then you had in mind b'shas halochom, after you makabal the dam to carry the dam towards the mizbeach, you had in mind then Tid another chatzi gezayis could be loy. Then it's not mistarif. These two avoiders don't have to do one with the other. And vika the army some say no. It's for like this. Hanech to merachkin madich by shchit and zrika that the man is to up the furthest away. Shchit is the first and zrika is the last. If those two are mistarif, then the svari is v'koshchen hani de mekarfin. For sure he could put together a machshava b'shas kabbal and a machshava b'shas halacha since they're close together. The kids, so that's what says in the price, all different slurs. Now the Gemara says, Amy, it's not true. But Tony Levi learned, Abra Avoidus, Aim Star from the Piggle, that the four Avoidus that are done in the Korbin, you cannot be Mistar of them together to make Piggle. If you had a mind, Bishashchite, Tida Chapti Gazayas tomorrow, and Bishazrika Chapti Gazayas tomorrow, does not help. It's not Mistar of. Shchitos Rika Kabbalah Balacha, that all four is not Mistar of. So we're at the Kasha on the price before. Some are Rav answers, Lakash is no spira. I'll tell you, Horebi, Horabonin. One goes according to Red, one goes according to Rabbonin. The Tanya learned like this. Hashrechid es hakevis. Yeshechted one of the kvosim by the shnei kvosim of Shruas. Lechol chati zayis michalazu. Vichain chavero yeshechted the second kevis. Lechol chati zayis michalazu. So Rebbe Yom Rebbe says, I'm Rani, shezeh kosha. That the machshav is not mitzarif. So who is the according to Rebbe, you can't be mitzvah to machshavis on the since of two separate avodas. Omlay Abayis said back, no. Hey, Medishamad led the Rebbe, when do we hear a Rebbe svara that you can't be mitzvah to two shchitas together over there, chatzi matev and chatzi achila? Because over there you had in mind b'shas one shchita, which is only a chatzi matev of the shtei lechem, and you only had in mind the chatzi achila. So that's why you can't be mitzvah to two. But kulei matir v'chatzi achilu mishamatlei. But now in case of here, b'shash shchita, shchita is a complete matir. Shchita is matir, the boss of achila asuchas kulin. And zrika is a whole matir by itself. So maybe over here, since you had a mind, b'shash a whole matir, to make an achila, maybe here you wouldn't even start after two maisim. So you have no proof to go according to Rebbe? Oh, male rovo, ba rav chonon. Liabayo, Srovachon Sabastabayo, Vi Yisle the Rebbe. If Rebbe holds that Kuloi Matir, Vichatri Achila, the Taka does become possible, he would tell me according to Rebbe, if you have the Machshava Bishasa Shchita, the whole Matir. Even though it's a Chatri Achila, it is Mitztarif with the Zrika. If so, then the Svar should have been over here, Ligzor, Rebbe should have said midrabon and exera that the mincha is possible chatzi mate v'chatzi achilam oto kule mate v'chatzi achilam. Yeah, that would have been true according to Rebbe that by the whole matir and chatzi achil is tak apostle is mitzaref. So even though you only had the machshava b'shatzi chatzi matir here by the shnei kvosim midrabon, there should have been exera that says it's possible. And since there's no exera, that's the raya Rebbe holds that it's kosher even by the whole matir. What's the question? To Rabbi Yosi, according to Rabbi Yosi, Gozar for Rabban and Gazrinan, according to Rabban, also the Gzeira. So who didn't? It should have been Gzeira, according to Rabbi also. Now, where's the proof? Rabbi Yosi Gozar, Rabbi Yosi made the Gzeira the Tanan. We learn like this: that lahakdir levoinos lemochor. If you have a mind just to burn levoina tomorrow, Rabbi Yosi aim a posel v'aim bekoros. That's what says the Mishnah before. That if b'shas you're doing the kmitza, you have in mind to burn levoina tomorrow. So according to Rabbi Yosi, it's only possible. There's no chiyuv koros. Why is there no chiyuv koros? Because you're not being mechashev b'shas one matir to eat from that matir. You're being mechashev to do something in the other matir. So midiraisa, it's not chal psul at all. But mashma midrabanan, though we made gzeira. So that's the pshat where Rabbi Yosi says it's possible. Vachom and the chom say no pigav chiyuv malav koros. But according to Rabbi Yosi, see midrabanan, we make gzeira. And the same thing for Rabbanan Nami, according to Rabban also Gazri. I'll also bring your proof as Gzeira, according to the Rabbanan Shita. The Tznan, we'll learn the Mishnah later that says, Pigul b'kaimitz for loy b'lavoyno. Yad ha-machshavas pigul b'shashu during the kemitza, one matir, but you do not have a machshavas pigul b'shashu during the lavoyno. Whereas the opposite way, b'lavoyno, b'shas you were burning the lavoyno, you had in mind to have a machshavas pigul to eat from the shrine tomorrow, but you do not have this in mind, b'shas the kmitz of lev b'kmitz. So Rabbi Meir way met pigul b'chav malav koros. Rabbi Meir says, yes, that's the shito, mefaglin b'chatzi matir, it's chal nis the pigul. V'achoman v'chom say no, ain't by koros, there's no yisim adir aiso, at shifaga b'chol ha-matir, there's no chiv koros. But mashim with Rabbanan, though it is also, we'll make a gzera one matir, oto shnei matirim. So what then, according to Rebbe, we should have made a gzera also, on two half of the matirim, oto one matir. Samara says no. Oh, malay, hochi yashta, what does one have to do with the other? Pishle mahosam gozer Reb Yosi, kaimitz de levoino, oto kaimitz de mincha. In other words, even though you only have a mind mishas to kemitza, to make pigul to do the levoina tomorrow, but still he makes a gzeira otto if the shas kemitza you'll be mechashev to eat from the mincha itself, or you'll be mechashev to burn the kemitza tomorrow. If the shas you're doing the avoidance of the kemitza, you have a mind to burn the kemitza tomorrow, there will be a degree that it's chal pigul. So if even though you only have the mind b'shas kemitza on the levoina, but the rabbonin it's also. So that's a good gzeira. And the same thing, rabbonin gazri, kaimates, Otto kaimitz de minchas choyta. That Rabbanan make a gzera on a regular mincha, even though there are two matirim, they make the gzera that the kmitz alone makes a pigol, because kaimitz is otto kaimitz de minchas choyta. There's a gzera on a minchas choyta, there's only the kmitz, there's no lavoina. Same thing with lavoina, when you mark the lavoina by itself, otto lavoina, boba bezichim. But by lechem aponim, there's only bezichim, there's no kaimitz altogether. Who din kvosim nami keves ato keves chaveroi and bizach ato bizach chaveroi. So it applies, it's understandable why they make his errors. Helach bavir, according to Rebbe, mi kechat timate v'chat v'achilu b'yalmo to leikam ligzor, there's no other case that you have a chat timate and a chat v'achilu. And the Gemara says, therefore, Hochanan and Mistav, this is for also. The time of the Rabbanim is Shemochiyu. The Rabbanim only makes Xera because it's Shriach. The Tony Sefer says in the Sefer, the Moedah Chom of Rabbi Meir, the Minchas Chot and Minchas Kenoyis, that Shempigul Bekoimitz, Shepigul, the Chayav Malav Chorus. Why, it says, Shehakoimitzu Amatir, that's the Amatir. So the question is, along with the Mystic Club, we have to say, well, Shita, that's the only Matir. Miyika Matachrin, it's nothing else. El Lav Lakamashlon, the time when the Kermit's Mishrom, the Eko Kermit's the Minchas Chayt, the Domilei. Why do I want to make a Gzer by regular Mincha, the Kermit's Lon is possible? Because there is a Mincha that you only have a Kermit's on Minchas Chayt. So that's why they make a Gzer. Only on something that's Shkiach, Mashenk and Rabbi Yisri before, it's not Shkiach in the other case, and Rabbi, therefore they don't make any Gzer. Here we're holding Daf Yud Dalar Omed Beis by the bottom by the Mishnah. The Mishnah says Nitmas Achas Mit HaChalis. Let's say by the Shtei HaLechem on Shavuos that you have two Chalis. Let's say one of them becomes Tomei.
or else oy echod mit hasdorim. On any Shabbos, when you have the lechem upon him on Shabbos, the two sdorim, two rows of six and six lechems. So let's say one row, six of them became tamei. So what do we do now? So Rabbi Yehuda says shneihem yotzel beis hasreifa. You have to burn all the lechem by shruas. Both of them you have to burn, and on Shabbos you have to burn all twelve lechems. Even though only half of them became tamei, but Rabbi Yehuda's svar is shein korban tziba cholak. So you can't divide up a korban tziba. The shtei lechem or the lechem upon him is considered a minchas tziba. And if you can't call up, you can't divide it up, since half is puzzle, those things become puzzle. Therefore, you have to burn all the lechem. However, the chum say no, ha'atah may be to mosai, but the ha'atoya yoichal, the half that's tomei, true that you have to burn, but the other half that's tor, that's the remains tor, and therefore the din is yoichal, you'll out eat it. Now the Gemara says, Omer Rebbe Lozer says, Machloikis lefnais rikom. The machloikis between Rabbi Yehuda and the Chachamim is if the lechem became tomei before you made this rikas adam by the shnei kvosim, by the lechem up, by the shtei lechem of Shavuos. Avuliyachas riko. But let's say the lechem, one of the lechems of the shtei lechem on Shavuos first became tomei after you already made this rikas adam of the shnei kvosim. So already this rika was matta the lechem biachilo. Then divrei hakol atomei betumasa v'ator yoichol. Then even Rabbi Yehuda would agree that since it was already chal ahead to teat both to the shtei lechem, and then after the zrika one of them became tomei, subshit only that one is tomei and the other one is yoichol. But ulefnei zrika b'may pligi. Let's see now. So what's the machlokes? Why did they argue lefnei zrika? If one lechem became tomei before you made the zrika sadam, like what's pshat chachamim then? Why does this rika help? Some Rapapa Papa says, "Betzitz meratze al achilas kumiflagi." Here the shaila is: does it sitz meratze? The fact that Kohen Gadol has a sitz, the shaila he has to be wearing it now, or even not wearing it. The kopon of the beggar of the sitz we know is meratze on tumah. So that's say you have dam that became tummy. So but the yevud, if you make his rika, we know but the yevud this rika is kosher. This rika is mat the korban, since we know the sitz is meratze on tumah. But maybe that's only on dam, that's oil on the mizbeach. Here the shailer is the zrika sadam mater the lechem that became tomei. The lechem is achilas. So the shailer is something they're supposed to eat. And here one of the lechems became tomei before the zrika sadam. So the shailer is now is the zrika sadam of the keves like mater because of the tzitz, the achil of that lechem. See, even though avada lemais you can't eat that lechem because it has a hilchos tumor on it, though the zrika would have been matir with pachila, and therefore you're allowed to eat the other lechem. That's the svar in the chachamim. So what the Gemara says now, top of the tezvav and aleph.